Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Introverted Queen. On today's episode, I am speaking with Anne-Laurie Forbes. She is a fellow introvert, and she also has an amazing podcast called Plus Her, where she uplifts, supports stepmoms on their journey. We had an interesting conversation about friendships. We talked about expired friendships, how to maintain a good friendship, authentic friendships, and expired friendships. Check it out. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you here on this podcast.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm so honored.
Thank you for saying yes.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
And I'm so happy we get to talk about like one topic. We're talking about friendships.
One of my favorite topics.
Seriously. And I think it's something that we don't talk enough about. Like, we all have solid friendships, but we don't talk about, like, the depths, the issues. Mm-hmm. So.
I agree. We don't talk about what's required, what happens. You know, we don't talk about any of that. So I'm excited to have this conversation.
Absolutely. So let's start. So do you find as an adult that it's difficult to meet new friends?
So, I mean, as an introvert, do I even want to meet new people? Like, let's start there.
No new friends. Right?
Like, do I even want to meet new people? Do I even want to make new friends? Like, as an introvert, I'm just saying. So I wouldn't say it's hard to meet new friends. I would just say that I'm not necessarily looking to make new friends, if that makes sense. Mm. I'm not looking to make new friends. I'm not jumping into friendships. If it naturally happens, it happens. But I rather put my time and my energy into pouring into the friendships I already have, as opposed to meeting new friends, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. But I think even as adults, even if you wanted to meet like new friends, it's like, where do you go? Like, it's hard.
I guess social circles, I guess you would meet new friends. But yeah, as you get older, your circle becomes smaller, right? I think mm-hmm. you start valuing like quality over quantity. So your circle gets smaller. And yeah, you're not necessarily out there searching to meet new friends. And I know for me, just as an introvert, I'm just not searching and I'm not jumping into friendships. I'm the kind of person that if I meet somebody new, I kind of sit back and I observe. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not quick to be buddy-buddy. I just kind of observe. And if something naturally happens, then it will. But yeah, no new friends. That sounds so bad.
I know. So you mentioned like quality over quantity. What's the value in having authentic friendships? Do you think... Why do you think a lot of friendships remain on that superficial level?
Mm. Those are really good questions. So I think I'll answer your second question first. So I feel that friendships remain superficial because we're afraid of being vulnerable. Mm. We're afraid of being vulnerable with each other, maybe because of the fear of being judged or seeming weak, or we're trying to stay strong. We're walking around as if we have it all together, and meanwhile, we're like falling apart on the inside. So I think that aspect, like being vulnerable, if you're not willing to be vulnerable, then it will stay on a superficial level, right? Because you're not able to go deep with that person. You're not able to go in depth with the person. So I think that's why most friendships remain on superficial. We're not mm-hmm. willing to be vulnerable with each other.
Yeah, very true.
And what was your second question again?
I said, what's the value in having authentic friendship?
The value, like plainly put, it's priceless. It's priceless. When you have friends that it's authentic friendships of substance. I'm talking about friendships where you're pouring into them, they're pouring into you. it's a two-way street. You know, you're encouraging them, uplifting them, just people who you continuously pour into, right? And they pour into you. That is absolutely life-changing, and it's priceless. It's mm-hmm. priceless. You need that. You need those kind of friendships in your life, right? The ones where the friendships you can depend on, the friendships that help you grow, all of that. That's priceless, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's sad that you can be friends with somebody for, you know, 10, 15 years and remain superficial friends. It's like, we've been friends for so long, but we remain on like, hey, how are you? Great. Okay. Yeah. How's work? Great. Okay.
But you know what? The truth of that is, let's be real. That friendship expired a long time ago and you're just holding on.
Ooh.
That's what that is.
Yes.
If a friendship remains superficial for 10 years, I'm sorry. It was expired a long time ago and you're just holding on just for the sake of you've been friends with that person for so long. And this is where I go back to the quality over quantity, right? The quality of the friendship, as opposed to just, I've been friends with like this person for 20 years, but we don't even talk about anything deep, mm-hmm. right? I think that is because the friendship had expired and you both are holding on just for the sake of the years you had in the friendship.
Yeah, then what's the point? Like,
listen, let it go so you can grow, okay?
Yes. Very true. So have you ever been in a friendship that ended only to be rekindled like years later?
No.
Really?
No. Any friendships that ended, and they ended for a reason. That season of life was done. That chapter is closed. And I mean, you're not really ending friendships for small things, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're ending a friendship, something significant happened, or over the years, you're kind of seeing behavior patterns or something that, you know, either is toxic or, you know, it just no longer serves you. So I don't see why I would go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, any friendship that ended, they truly ended. And no, I have not gone back to rekindle that friendship. I'm truly at peace with that chapter of my life is done and I'm moving on and I'm at peace with that.
Mm-hmm. But I've had like friends whom like I was friends with when I was a teenager and then we kind of lost touch and you just kind of rekindle like, you know, as adults through like social media and you start talking and you're like, oh, you know, so it kind of rekindles.
But see, let me stop you right there. You said kinda.
Yeah.
You said kinda. So you never go back to that level of friendship that you had.
True.
It's more so we used to be friends and now years have gone by and hey, like I'm not following you on Instagram, right? Or social media and we're talking and we're chatting and we are friendly, but you have not gone back to that level of friendship you had with them. And you know, you said kinda, so It's different. You're not going back to that same level.
No.
Like you're cordial, you have a good time, but that person has not, you know, come back in your life as a core friend or, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
you're part of your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of it, I think.
No, it's true. It's true because you think back like, yeah, you were like besties when you were teenagers. And then as adults, you're like friends, cordial, like you said. But then it's never going to be like when you were friends, when you were like 16 years old. It's like, okay, hey, how's it going? Okay. But then that's it.
And can I just add something? Like, can we not be afraid to use like the labels or the terms, I guess? Like, would that really be a friend or is that person an acquaintance now?
Mm, yes.
Like, let's not be afraid to use, I feel that we throw the word friends or friendship, whatever, around so loosely,
mm-hmm.
but not everyone is your actual friend. There's sure. acquaintances, there's colleagues, there's work friends. Then there's like, for me, what I call my soul sisters. Those are that's my tribe.
Right.
Right. But let's not just use friends for just anybody. Like, let's be real. There's acquaintances and there's friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like we have to be comfortable with being able to use those terms. I feel like sometimes people get offended when you say, oh, that's my acquaintance.
Yes.
But that's the truth. You're an acquaintance.
Yeah. It's very true. And you do that just not to offend.
Right, but you're my acquaintance. I'm not calling you on a Wednesday morning to pray with you. Like, you are my acquaintance, but I feel that people get offended.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is.
Yeah. We're acquaintances. That's it.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
So true. So you mentioned expired friendships. In your experience, why do you think some friendships just end?
Sips tea, right. I mean, there are many reasons why friendships expire. In my experience, it's been because the friendship became one-sided or lopsided, however you want to say it. So either one person is putting in all the effort and the other person's not reciprocating that effort or that energy. One person's continuously pouring into that other person and that other person is not doing the same. Like, friendship is a two-way street.
That's right.
So I feel that once it starts getting lopsided and it's only, you know, one-sided, slowly the friendship will expire.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be both people wanting to put in that energy, wanting to pour into each other, wanting to be good friends, wanting to keep that substance. It can't just be one person doing the work. It's a two-way thing. So if it becomes one-sided, then that's why it's going to, it will slowly expire. Mm-hmm. And that, in my experience, that's why friendships have expired.
Yeah. I think also it expires sometimes because, like, two friends are just going through different things. Like, let's just say one friend is married, the other one isn't, so it can grow apart. And then you add kids, and then you add, like, careers, so it can grow. And then eventually it's just, we're not really friends anymore. I just see you on Facebook. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. You may be in different phases of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one friend maybe is growing, and that could be emotionally, mentally, all of that, and the other person's not going and still being in that same space that they were 10 years ago.
Right.
And so you can't grow together and move on to the next level. That's right. Yeah, I agree with that. That's also an aspect of it. When you're in different phases and one person's growing and the other person's staying stagnant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or some friendships expire after a girl's trip. You go on a girl's trip. Something happens, and then you're like, wait, what? This is how you are? Okay.
Girl, don't get in my business, okay? Do not get in my business. That's too close for comfort.
But it's true.
So
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
It's like you figure out, you find out who the person really is when you go on vacation with them. That is so true. Like, that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's too close for comfort, but... You're right there. I can back that up for sure. For sure. Absolutely.
Oh, man. So how does Anne maintain a good friendship?
I've always been the kind of person who is supportive and encouraging. So that's the type of friend I am. I'm encouraging. I'm supporting. I'm your cheerleader, right? And so that's what I do in my friendships. I really encourage, uplift, support, whatever I can do to pour into that person, that's what I do. And my friends always know that I'm always here for them for whatever it is that they may need, you know, a listening ear, to pray with them, pray for them. And they do the same for me. And I just make sure that I'm pouring into them. And that's how I'm maintaining my friendships, like my friendship with my soul sisters, is I make sure I continue to pour into them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes in friendships, like, you realize who, like, your solid core is, and then you're like, wait a second, I need to cherish these friendships.
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden you're like, I can't take these friendships for granted. I actually need to put work into them to keep these people in my life. So.
Absolutely. Because when you're going through hard times, it's those core friends that are going to come and uplift you. It's those core friends that are going to come and help you and encourage you out of those hard times. Like we said before, it's priceless to have those type of friendships,
right?
Like, no man is an island, so you need friends, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need a large group of friends,
no.
But to have friends that you can rely on, right? The friendship substance, that's, like we said, it's priceless, and you need that.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality over quantity, so.
Yeah. We're here for it.
That's right. So what's the longest friendship that you've ever had?
Okay, I know this may sound corny, and people may not, people are going to say that doesn't really count, but honestly, my sister, honestly, like, yes, we're related, but we've learned to be friends outside of being sisters.
Yes.
And through her, you know, having a friendship with her, I've learned to be vulnerable with her and open up with her before I could open up and be vulnerable with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say my sister, she's been there with me through the good and the bad. Like, she keeps me lifted in prayer. She encourages me. If I'm, you know, lacking confidence, she'll be like, Anne, you got this. And also, she can check me when I need to be checked. Ooh. And that's important.
Mm-hmm. You need to check that's your really friends. Important.
Yes. You need to be able to be in friendships where your friend can check you. And you can receive it, you can listen to it, and then change your behavior accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to do that. If you're in a friendship where you can't tell your friend that, hey, I don't agree with this, or, you know, you shouldn't do this, I don't know about that friendship. So, you know, through my sister, I learned all of those things, being vulnerable, opening up, you know, listening to what it is I need to change, what my faults were. I poured into her, she poured into me, and I can honestly say that because of that friendship, I learned how to be better friends to other people. So I would say my sister, even though people would say, that doesn't count, it's your sister, but I would say my sister. And then I guess if, aside from that, it would be one of my childhood friends. We've been friends since I was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 8 or 9, and we're still friends to this day. We're very close friends to this day. She's part of my tribe. And our friendship has, you know, surpassed the test of time or whatnot. We've gone through teenage years, high school, boyfriends, heartbreak, marriage, parenting, you know, we've grown together through all of those phases,
right?
And we're still here today and we're still strong.
Mm.
And that was from when I was nine years old.
Oh, that's awesome. And you said something about like your sister being your friend, and it's so true. I think people just take it for granted, but you can have a sibling and you're not friends. So I think that's so important. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's important for parents to kind of teach their children to be friends, not mm-hmm. just that's your brother, that's your sister, but teach them to also be friends as well. Like, my siblings are my friends.
Right.
Right? And so, yeah, she is the only one who I say that's my best friend. I don't really like using the term best friend. That's probably a different conversation, but I don't like using the term best friend.
I'm curious why.
Here you go again, getting into my business. You know, honestly, I feel that it's another word that we throw around mm-hmm. loosely. And I feel that sometimes people want that title, but are not willing to put in the work to be in that role. So they just want the label of like, oh, yeah, I'm that person's best friend, or yeah, she's my best friend, but you're not actually doing the work to have that quality friendship, to have that substance. It's just, you just want to hold that title. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I don't use that word. I don't use best friend. I say my sister's my best friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really like using that word. People just want the title, but they don't want to do the work.
Mm. Hey, yes. And it kind of reminds me of like elementary school, because in elementary school, everybody is your best friend. She's my best friend. And then next week, she's my best friend. And then as adults, you're just kind of like, okay, really? Best friends? BFF? Like, no. Like, no.
Like, what does it serve you?
Right. Yeah.
Like, how does that serve you, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to put that title on anybody or want somebody to just want to have that title in my life and not put in the work. So like I told you, I use the term soul sisters. So I have soul sisters, and those are like my closest of girlfriends. Mm-hmm. But other than that, my sister is my best friend.
I love that. Well, Anne, this was so fun chatting with you about friendships. Thank you for being here.
I had so much fun. Like, I could continue talking to you for hours about this. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. That was such a great conversation I had with Anne, and I hope you found it insightful just as much as I did. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and please subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at introverted_queenblog. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take good care, and until next time.